You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We're almost out of time, but before we go, it is Thursday, which means we've got our SME of the week, and this week we're looking at a company called Crosshair Media. I'm joined on the line by the company's founder and CEO, Ngoba Khoza. Good evening, Ngoba. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about Crosshair Media. What do you do?
Hi, good evening, Jimmy, and thank you for having me on your show, and thank you to your listeners as well. Crosshair Media, Jimmy, to jump straight into your first question, we're a company that specializes in targeting and curating insights for the university-going student youth market or youth demographic in South Africa, essentially the 18 to 25-year-old student demographic. And we aim to be the thought leader in this niche market.
How are you doing this? What does the business actually provide in terms of services, and where do you render these services?
Well, initially, we realized that there was kind of a massive gap between, a brand that wants to initially engage with the target and the ability to actually get the actual reach that they want and the initial engagement and traction that they're looking for. So we work with the biggest providers of student accommodation outside of university campuses in the country, mainly South Point Management Services, who are they have a national reach. We engage with students in Johannesburg, Pretoria, Gqeberha, Cape Town, as well as in Durban. And obviously what we then have packaged as a turnkey solution to brands that want to engage in the student market is number one, wanting to be able to be a unique purveyor of invaluable insights into the student youth market. Number two, what we also do is we have a diverse portfolio of large format advertising spaces that we sell to brands that are obviously media buying agencies that want to be able to advertise within our demographic, within our target audience. And obviously, we also provide access in the sense that we allow brands to come into our spaces to be able to engage with our students through, activations and experiential marketing, through product sampling, face-to-face touch, taste, and feel of products, and augmented reality, 3D builds, and events, activations in essence.
Ngoba, why students? I remember from my days at WITS, I stayed in Braamfontein, and I see you've got a couple of your banners and advertising space in Braamfontein. Why students, and why sort of start in that range?
Jimmy, I think number one, it keeps us young, number one, to engage with the target demographic. But most importantly, we have to have a very deep level of insight into the minds and lives of university, going students in South Africa. And we have to be able to understand what they like, what they want, how they think as young 18-year-olds and going forward. Because obviously, it's their first time in their lives where they're making key decisions that they are making independently of their parents, so the choice of brands that they use, whether it's from health, for personal care or, tech or whatever it is that they want to consume is going to be shaped by this particular demographic. So that demographic is the actual future workforce of the country. So we're very interested in being able to build, an offering that a lot of categories in the country want to understand: financial services providers, mobile and tech companies, FMCG manufacturers, city and government planners, even student accommodation providers themselves. It's critical to understand this target audience and have a strategy that is data driven, as opposed to just shooting sort of a shotgun approach as opposed to when we were growing up, as students.
I certainly remember those days where you had different marketers marketing things to you, whether on campus or off campus. And I see you guys have you cover a couple of things. I mean, you cover everything from, as you said, billboards to sort of smaller wall murals and the like. How do clients get a hold of your services? And can clients sort of reach out and do a discovery meeting, an engagement meeting, before committing to this is what we want or this is the strategy we want? And how flexible are you guys there?
No, absolutely. I mean, we can be contacted via, anybody can find us across the media, myself particularly on LinkedIn. Just by the way, sorry, Jimmy, my surname is spelled K-O-Z-A, and not as the traditional K-H-O-Z-A. So it's Ngoba Khoza without an H. And of course, you know, they can always email me at ngoba@crosshairmedia.co.za to engage further with us. And as I said, yeah, we offer a wide range of services from out of home, direct student engagement, and most importantly, what we believe our unique selling point is obviously insights into the student demographic and understanding, having a holistic view of the lives of young people in terms of their lifestyle choices, shopping habits, etc.
What next for Crosshair Media? I mean, you guys are in 5 cities at the moment, big cities as well, major cities where there's a large student population or student sort of concentration. What next for the business going forward?
Well, as mentioned earlier, Jimmy, we aim to be the thought leader in this niche market. So we want to be the thought leader and the leader in sort of the understanding the ongoing university student market in the country. And we want to grow that basically into the continent as well. We're very passionate about the student, the youth market in general. And as you well know, and people well know, you know, that Africa has got the youngest population in on the planet. And the youth are absolutely critical with regards to the future of this country as well as the continent. So the more we can engage with students and allow brands and other businesses that want to engage and understand this target audience better, the happier we are. That's where we want to be. We want to grow and become the thought leader in this space.
You mentioned that you offer, obviously, the platform for brands to be able to get to where they need to get to. Are there certain brands where you found that engagement sort of becomes a bit more difficult, or some brands prefer to market towards students, perhaps, as opposed to other demographics or other target markets?
Well, I think, if we analyze, through our analysis of the student market, Jimmy, It's certain that the student market is particularly useful as a case study in the sense that it's comparatively limited and well-defined and is very uniform in nature. So that the problem that a lot of brands and other people that they face is, for example, you look at a massive brand like, your big corporates like Standard Bank or Vodacom, they would have a massive student sort of database of the 18 to 25 demographic. Who they service in terms of whatever the services they provide, whether it's cell phone and service provider, or whether it's banking. But engagement levels are very, very different. We've got a much smaller audience, approximately, very small compared to those kind of corporates. However, our engagement levels would be 3-4 times a lot bigger than theirs, because we continuously engage with our student base. And we have them in numbers around the country, so it's a lot easier for us to then plug in, for brands to plug in with us and give them a much better understanding to determine the amount of purchases that students make and what kind of media that students are using to purchase, and so that we can help brands understand how best students can be reached.
Well, there you have it, folks. If you are a company out there and you'd like to have your company placed squarely in the crosshairs of students, reach out to Crosshair Media. Thanks, Ngoba, for that insight. Ngoba Khoza, without the H, joining me to reflect on the company that is Crosshair Media, what they do and how they can position your brand to the right audience.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.